Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And it is all the way live, baby. We are going to have a lot of fun over the next 3 hours. And we invite you to join in as we talk NBA, football, NFL, of course, and Major League Baseball. We actually got some serious topics to discuss today. But still, you know, Rob and myself, we always like to inject a little humor, make sure it's entertaining and fun. So let me welcome in the aforementioned Mr. Rob Parker. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Traveling Man? I see you down in, where are you, Richmond, Virginia?
I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
Wow.
Shout out to Richmond, Virginia.
Did you meet the boss there? What do you got going on there first? What do you got this weekend?
I'm speaking at a conference tomorrow afternoon, and I know I have some good friends down here as well. So, the conference is at one of my friends' churches.
Okay, nice.
And so I'm speaking there. He picked me up from the airport today. We had a nice soul food lunch. I think the itis might be kicking in, so I'm going to have to fight that off.
Don't be kicking in no itis,
what?
Don't be doing all that. You got 3 hours. You got to keep working.
Oh, man. But you know, Rob, and you've traveled a lot just like me. And, you know, my family's from the South, Louisiana. But, you know, I've spent most of my life in the Midwest and now last 20-plus years living in New Jersey. But, you know, there is Southern hospitality is real.
Oh, no, that's,
you know,
for
and,
sure.
And you feel it, yeah, when you come down. And I felt it today. Everybody was great. And so it's been good, man.
Now,
I'm
let
excited.
Me ask you this. Did you meet the boss of the station you're at or no?
I don't know if he's the boss, but he knows you, Greg. He hired you in Detroit.
Right. Greg was actually.
You know what I'm talking about. He said to tell you hi.
Yes. Greg was our producer when we started The Fan in Detroit, WDFN. He was the producer of The Odd Couple that I had with
So the show
Mike
was called
Stone.
The Odd Couple.
There you
go. I don't want to talk about it. The Odd Couple, we had a Magic City Monday.
Whatever.
We had a TV theme song Thursday.
They even had a T-Shirts Tower Trivia.
You probably even had a Worship Wednesday. Right.
And Tower of Trivia.
It was Tommy's Tower of Trivia.
No, but isn't that a small
Nothing
world?
Nothing new.
No, but he was the producer.
I feel
being,
used and abused.
No, and he wound up being
I
the boss.
Second rate.
So that's funny.
He was, you know what, though, honestly, I mean, I just met him. He let me in the building. We spoke for about 10 minutes. He spoke very highly of you. Seems like a great guy. Real talk. Like, just seemed like a really good guy. Was excited. Loves our show.
Yeah, and, no, he sends me messages
like
all
really
the time
nice
about how much he likes the show and how good it sounds and how much fun it is. So that's good. All right. We got a lot to do, Chris. You know, I won some more shekels last night. And real quick, my Shekel City, I picked Indiana over Washington, if you're looking for something, Indiana over Washington. And then I find out no
that's
Beal.
A good, you talking about tonight?
Tonight.
That's your pick?
Yep, Indiana. That's my Shekel City for tonight. Okay.
That'll be interesting. Washington looked pretty good in their opener, but Indiana needs a win, right?
And Indiana scored a lot of points. They lost at the end, Chris, to Charlotte, but they played well.
They got Carlisle's a good coach. They got some talent. That'll be a good game, actually. I think that's going to be a good game. So, all right, well, let's get it popping, Rob. We got Dimitri Young, former MLB All-Star, coming up at the bottom of the hour. That'll be fun. But we got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on a Funky Flashback Friday. I think it's his favorite night. He gets to show off digging in the crates. So this will be a lot of fun. Super producer Rob G is in full effect. And who's Alex? Who? Ryan Bershinger is back. It's always fun to have Ryan in the house. He's here as well. And on the updates, our man Steve DeSager. Rob, let's get to it. This is a serious one. Now, this is odd because there have been some tweets, right, about a story that is going to come out. It's not out yet. Story that's going to come out about Robert Sarver, who's the owner of the Phoenix Suns, and it's going to be ESPN. You may know a little bit more about it than me, Rob, so correct me if I'm wrong.
It's an ESPN story, yes. So this
right.
Is...
And it's going to supposedly...
Alleged.
Now, the tweets I saw were not from ESPN reporters, Rob.
Right, no. It was other people saying
the story. Is that the case with you? Right.
Yes, that the story's coming out.
It's going to come out.
But the Suns put out a statement, Chris, saying an ESPN story.
Let's allege the story allegedly accuses the Suns and owner Robert Sarver of racism, sexism, and other, you know, egregious discriminatory acts. And like you said, the Suns have already put out a couple of statements denying it and saying that, you know, I mean, Robert Sarver put out a statement categorically, Rob, denying any racism or sexism or anything like that.
Well, Chris,
wait and see what happens. But at this point, we're just waiting on the story to come out.
I agree, but I do have to say this. And you know this, being in the newspaper business and just the news gathering business. For somebody to put out a statement before the actual story is even published tells you it's very serious and probably, you know, damaging. Because you're trying to do damage control, Chris, before anybody's read anything. Like, think about that. Usually you have to see what it says first, right? He hasn't read the story.
Right.
Adam Schefter didn't send him the story to read ahead of time if they're doing an investigative piece. So what does he really know other than I couldn't help myself. Other than the questions that ESPN or the reporter asked. Do you know what I mean, Chris? That would give you insight if they asked for, say, hey, we got some questions about some serious allegations and we want to get a comment from you. That would be their only way of really knowing what the story's about. But they haven't read the story, and the Suns have put out a statement.
Well, but I would say that I think you make a good point. But I would say this as well, Rob. And one of the tweets is from Jordan Schultz, all right, who of the Schultz Report. And he said, here's his tweet, Rob. And it came out at 4:30 Eastern time this afternoon. Breaking. The NBA is preparing for a massive story accusing Suns owner Robert Sarver of racism, sexism, and sexual harassment in a series of incidents, sources say. With enough evidence to support such claims, there's a real chance the league would forcibly remove Sarver.
So that gives him
an indication that this is serious.
Right. No, I get that, but the story still hasn't come out yet. I mean, like usually, I'm just saying under normal circumstances.
No, usually,
I need to see a story first before I tell you what's true and what's not true. I haven't seen a story.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
So. Yeah, but what he says, he basically just says, you know, I haven't, you know, committed racism and sexism and so on and so forth. I mean, I can read a portion of his statement, but you know, they put it out on their own Twitter, the Phoenix Suns on their Twitter. And again, Sarver very adamant about, you know, here it is. First and foremost, I reject any insinuation of personal or organizational racism or gender discrimination. I despise language that disrespects any individuals, regardless of race, gender preference, or choice. Such language has no place in business or at home in what I consider Suns and Mercury, Phoenix Mercury family. So on and so forth. So, you know, like I said, Rob, we have to wait and see. Look, I've dealt with Robert Sarver. Haven't talked to him in years, but, you know, dealt with him back in the day a lot more than I do now. But, right. you know, it was fine. I mean, I don't know enough about him right. to
and
say
just the way he treated you doesn't mean
true. When
exactly.
people
say that all the time, like, hey, well, I talked to him. He was a nice guy to me. That doesn't mean anything. We get it. You could say that you had an interaction and it was nothing. But that doesn't prove anything in a positive way or negative way about what he was doing to other people. So people got to be careful with that. But this is interesting just that ESPN is a partner with the NBA, Chris, okay? They're not going to put a story out about an owner that's going to damage, like the relationship. And they must have enough information.
Well, they could, they might not. They
right,
could.
But I'm saying because.
Yeah, you're saying lies, right. Yeah,
because they have a relationship.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, you might run a story. If you're doing a story on something else and you don't have a business deal, there's no billion-dollar TV package on the line, you know, and you might do the story.
Right,
But there's a relationship here, and I can't believe that ESPN would be willing to put out such a story without contacting the league, the commissioner, whatever. This is what we got. We can't turn our backs.
Right.
We're a news-gathering organization, and we do stories. Just like we did with the NFL and concussions. Yep. Right, Chris? They had to do those stories. The NFL didn't like it.
Right.
ESPN said, we got to do our job, our business.
Right. No, this is going to be interesting. I mean, the biggest reputation about Sovereign, you may have even heard this, Rob, is that he's cheap. Like that, over the years, that's been the view of Sovereign, is that he's cheap and the organization under his ownership is not well run, which is why they've been bad up until last year for, you know, they had been a decade without making the playoffs.
Right.
And people felt like he didn't, you know, just didn't put enough money into the organization. You see now, they weren't willing to pay DeAndre Ayton, Rob, the max contract. And so that's been his image. So we'll see. I can't wait to see the story.
But they do have a black coach and a black general manager, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Monty Williams is a great head coach. And James Jones.
Right, who won executive of the
year,
Chris.
Yeah. So there's that. They've also had him in the past. Frank Johnson, I believe, was a coach there. Lance Blanks was a general manager there. You probably know Lance from Detroit.
I know Lance real
Remember
well.
Lance Blanks?
Yeah, I know Lance.
So they, and again, it doesn't mean that there wasn't
was
stuff
coach
that went
there.
On. Right.
Alvin Gentry?
Right. Yep. So there is all of that, and, you know, we're not accusing or exonerating. At this point, we have no idea. Like everyone else, we're waiting to see the story. We just find it interesting, as Rob said, that they came out and attempted to get so far in front of this. And that is a bit unusual. But, you know, we'll see what comes of this, Rob. But the fact that this reporter threw it out there that this could be like a Donald Sterling situation.
Right, that's the way he painted
it. It's very
it.
Interesting.
Right, and with Donald Sterling, remember, there was always stuff about Donald Sterling, but until they actually had the audio, Chris, that changed everything. So I don't know what they have on Carver, and it says that they got this evidence.
Sarver.
Yep. That's the part that, you know, you just don't know what they have. Still no
All
story.
Right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Did the Phoenix Suns' preemptive attack on an unreleased report about owner Robert Sarver give you cause for concern? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Walking down the street, watching ladies go by, watching you. Oh, yeah. A little
can we
slave
leave it to
up
the
in
professionals,
here.
Please? Can we leave it to the professionals?
Oh, it's the Odd Couple on the Funky Flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher deep in the crates. We call him Tom Crady.
And it has nothing to do with his complexion.
From the Fox Sports Radio studios. Listen, folks, guys in particular, do not let age beat you. Go get M-Drive. It's a supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with promo code ODDCOUPLE. Don't let age beat you. Go get M-Drive. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Let's get to the callers. Do you guys think that the Suns trying to get out in front of this thing before the story even drops means that there could be a lot of serious stuff that they're accusing the Suns of?
Crazy. Let's kick it off with Francis in California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Francis?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing good.
We are good, man. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. I'm blessed, brother. My two cents is, and I'm not accusing the owner of anything, but, you know, him having a black general manager and a black head coach, sometimes that stuff is just a shield to kind of give that a portrayal of them not being that way. But I'm not accusing. I'm just giving my two cents, guys. Thank you for everything.
Well, I would say
Chris
this.
And I said this.
I would say is this. It doesn't mean that there is not racism from the top that goes on throughout the organization. It doesn't mean that the owner's not racist. But it is more than a shield, because if James Jones really has the autonomy to act as the head of basketball operations, that means something. Now, again, Robert Sarver could still be racist, but that does mean something. That's good for James Jones. And he's able to, you know, do what he wants to do and run that team. And same thing for Monty Williams. So I get what you're saying, but I wouldn't say, oh, it's just a shield, it's meaningless. No, that's a legitimate – those are legitimate positions that they have, and that means something.
But I'll say to the and your point is well taken, but the flip side is – Donald Sterling owning an NBA team with mostly black players, and then you hear him on a recording talking the way he was talking about black people, that's the stuff that bothers. You know what I mean? Where you go, really?
Right.
He's been around black people his whole life.
He had a black GM too, Elgin Baylor, forever.
Forever, right. That's what I'm saying. But yet, to hear him on that audio, Chris, it makes you cringe, you know,
which is why I said it doesn't mean he's not racist.
Right. I got what you're saying.
But I wouldn't just belittle these brothers having these jobs. Like, you know, they're just puppets or whatever. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. All right, let's go to Kevin in Culver City. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
What's up, fellas? What's hey, up? Before you end the show tonight, you gotta play some Heatwave Groove Line. That's
Groove
the joint
Line.
Right
okay,
there.
You got that, Alex? Heatwave Groove
I'm
Line.
I'm gonna put it down.
Yeah.
I can remember doing a little something with that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. for
yeah,
sure.
Rob. I think at your wedding, right?
Yeah, wasn't right.
Like,
whatever.
My wedding.
Oh yeah.
All right. What you got?
Yeah, you know, you guys have been around the NBA. I mean, if we really want to talk about it and be real about it, Donald Sterling was one of the first owners to really be progressive of hiring black executives in positions of power, Elgin Baylor. He gave Kareem Abdul-Jabbar his shot as a head coach. He hired Doc Rivers. He hired black coaches. But we saw how he was on those tapes, like Rob says. So just because Robert Sarver, you know, hired a lot of black people in power, and like Chris says, that is great for progression, black excellence, getting those hires in basketball. That still doesn't, you know, ignore who he is. And am I shocked? No, not really, because when it comes to Robert Sarver, it's just not shocking. You know, I'm not shocked by this thing possibly coming out. You know, there's been rumblings about stuff coming out from Robert Sarver, and you guys know in the league. So, you know, it's not shocking at all. If anything comes out, that just shows how he is as a person. I mean, look at John Gruden. So we just got to acknowledge it when it's brought to our attention.
If you would, you know what? And the John Gruden thing is perfect. I mean, you would think that, okay, he's a football coach. He might be some racy language, Chris. But then when you see him attacking all the people that he did, and the stuff that he was saying is like, wow, like, is that what he's saying?
Right.
And felt comfortable writing that in an email to people. We got a couple more calls. Let's try to squeeze in. Dre in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Well, since we're taking requests, let's go with a little Parliament, One Nation Under the Groove. That's
oh, we already know that. That's
oh,
a great,
wow.
That's okay. One of my all-time favorites.
All right, you getting all this, Alex?
Yes.
Oh, man, Tom Crady's busy.
Yes.
Who sings that song that you were singing about when we came in out of break? Who was singing that?
No, that's
who
Chris. That Chris song? Was singing that.
Oh, Chris.
That
Chris,
was Slave. Was remember Slave? Slave.
Well, let Slave sing that. God, you are murdering that song.
Oh, see?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying
Thank
to be.
You.
See, I'm trying to interact, and I fell
no,
for my
no.
own joke.
Ain't nobody want to hear you
he
sing.
He didn't do it right, though. You didn't do it right. You was like, leave it alone. Just let them do it. Like, no, it's let's keep it that way.
All just right, go ahead, Dre.
Real quick, I just want to say, I work on the ramp in Denver. I work for airline. I work on the ramp in Denver. I have my earbud in the ear. And you guys, man, from 5 o'clock Mountain Time to 8 o'clock, that's when it's time for me to go home, you guys entertain me. Now, when we
thank
talk
you.
About...
Thank you, my man.
I appreciate you guys. When we talk about ownership, you know, it's a whole different thing. It's surprising me if they're not racist, you know, or have some sort of racist thoughts and ideas, because people like Bernie Sanders, those are people that surprise me. But owners, I'm from Chicago, right? There's no way a black man can just mess up like Ryan Pace has done in Chicago and keeps getting opportunities after opportunities. It's a level of comfort with these owners and how they in the world that they were brought up in. And it surprises me when it's not like that. So it's just now what's going to be what's the level here. And if it's too bad, he's gone. If it's not, he's got a reason. I thought Gruden had a shot when it was just about when it was just about the lips. But then when he came out and
right,
attacked everybody,
right.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate you, man.
No,
I don't
there,
want
there,
you guys to know.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And we see it. We see it in a lot of the hiring practice, right, where they keep, especially in the NFL, where they keep moving the goalposts.
Yep.
You know, and you got guys with very little experience, not coordinators ever, getting these head jobs over guys who have paid their
front office people,
so.
Never played basketball,
yep.
All kinds of stuff. And
oh, yo, that's going on all over, man. Baseball, football,
yep.
Basketball. And there is a – I was talking with Eric Mangini on our show, First Things First, two days ago about it. And he said it. He said, like, okay, the guys that played the game – look at the analytics guys as a bunch of nerds. And the analytics guys look at the coaches that played and the front office guys as glorified gym teachers.
Right.
You
yep.
know? And
like,
that's how they're robbing all these sports.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest is a former Major League Baseball All-Star, Dimitri Young. Dimitri,
yo.
Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's going on, Rob? What's going on, Chris? How you guys doing?
Doing great.
It is great
How
to
you?
Have you on, man. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Well, no problem. I was just telling Robert that I am out here with my team right now. We're getting the field ready for this weekend. We have a fundraising tournament where we're going to raise some money. We also had a JV football team playing, so we're having a little fun out here, and I just had a ball hit to me.
All right, be careful now. You better pay attention.
You still got your skills?
Yeah, but if I'm not paying attention, I'm going to be like everybody else, get knocked out.
Yeah. Hey, Dimitri, let's talk about, we know the Astros and Red Sox game 6, Astros have a 3-2 lead. You know, there are some fans who just can't get over what happened with the Astros. Boston was involved in cheating as well. And like, there's even talk that those guys might be doing a little something during the playoffs. Does this mar the game a little bit when instead of talking about the game and how good they are and things like that, we're still talking about whether or not people are cheating?
I find that just kind of ridiculous, considering that AJ Hinch is gone and you have Dusty Baker, one of the best managers of all time, managing that team. And he took the bullet for those guys when he first took the job in 2020. He's like, hey, this is a new squad here. I'm the head guy here, and you know, whatever happened back then is not going to happen now. So, you know, that's just one of those things. When you have success, people are going to find things to try and knock you off that pedestal.
Dimitri, what was your feeling on the Astros, you know, using the trash cans? I mean, obviously it was a few years ago.
The scope of it, right.
But when you heard about that, what ran through your mind? What was your thought? A lot of players obviously were very upset. Other people felt like, hey, everybody's trying to get an edge and an advantage, and they just did it better than others and got caught. But what was your thinking?
See, I'm more on the latter right there, you know. You know, because everybody's looking for that edge, whatever it may be. And just so happened, they just took it a tad too far when they got caught. Because other teams were doing it, too. Obviously, some of them weren't successful. That's why they were watching the Astros playing in the playoffs while they sitting at home. Their thing wasn't working, but they got caught. And, you know, the manager had to pay. Alex Cora got fired and rehired. A.J. Hinch landed on his feet in Detroit. So was it really that bad where these guys are getting their jobs back? Obviously not. But, you know, now it's getting policed a little bit better. But if it was me playing, I wouldn't have been able to do it anyway, because I would have been ultra-aggressive. I hear that trash can banging knowing it's a fastball. You throw it over my head, I'm swinging.
Right.
So I just be like, no, thank you. I like the element of surprise.
Hey, let's go to the Dodgers and the Braves. It's 3-2 Atlanta. Atlanta's going back home for the final, two games, even if they play it. Who do you like, to win this series? I've been impressed by the Braves. After they lost that heartbreaker in Game 3, they came back. They beat the Dodgers convincingly in Game 4, and then the Dodgers beat them up big time last night. But I don't think this is the same Braves team that choked last year. Where are you on the Braves-Dodgers?
You know what? The Braves scared me last year, and then they wound up running out of gas. But this year, I think they got a chip on their shoulder, and it's been showing. But the Dodgers are just so resilient, man. God, dog. It's just like they just keep digging, and they just keep finding it. So this is obviously the better series if we're talking about between the Red Sox and Astros and the Braves-Dodgers, because we got that repeat. And, man, you know, I'm living out here in Southern California, so I don't want to slip up and say the wrong thing, but the Braves do look pretty good.
Dimitri, what do you think? I mean, obviously analytics was a part of the game when you played, not as much as it
not
is
as big
today.
As it is now.
Yeah, and you know, you see like the Dodgers didn't start Julio Urias, a 20-game winner, in the last series. They went with an opener instead, all based on analytics. What is your feeling on, you know, do you think analytics is being overused now? It's too much a part of the game? Do you like it better the old school way when you did it? Or, you know, what's your feeling on it?
You know, if they can get a blend, that would be absolutely perfect, because you had the analytics, which gives you the numbers and all that. But you had the old school guys, which they go out there and watch the game, and then they watch the players' characteristics and stuff like that, the stuff that the numbers do not include.
Right.
And then you need someone that's able to teach that, you know, because they keep talking about launch angle and exit velo. And like I said, I'm in the amateur side with high school players, and I do hitting sessions with kids, and they get enamored by trying to swing as hard as they can without having a game plan or working on their swing. So it's like, if you can get the kids to understand that if you do the mechanical stuff correct, the numbers are going to pop up.
And, Dimitri, like, the difference between playing regular season and playing in the playoffs, like, I get the numbers, the sample size and all that, but some people just might not be cut out for when the stage is big and the lights are bright. Don't you think that's where you have to, like, have a feel for a player more so than just analytics and numbers?
Well, No, you're exactly right with that, because, like you said, right now where it's the do or die thing, and you always remember for what you did in the playoffs, both good, bad, or indifferent. So that's what I would be looking for if I'm a scout and doing all the numbers and stuff. It's like, we need both of y'all together. We don't need to eliminate our scouting and only have analytics, and then you have – because I heard when they do in the draft, some organizations, they go off of numbers. They don't even, like, sometimes they don't even go out there and scout the player or anything. Wow. So they really don't know what they're getting until after they come show up to the spring training site before they go to whatever team they go to. It's like, oh, my God, I didn't realize that.
Wow.
These numbers here equate to this guy that's just mad every time he pops the ball up or has some sort of failure, you know, so – I love where the game is going, but at the same time, you can't eliminate one in favor of the other.
All right, Dimitri, man, we appreciate the knowledge of you taking time out of your schedule to join us, man. Thank you.
Keep doing the great work you're doing with the kids, man, and coaching and stuff.
Hey,
good job.
Hey, anytime, Rob and Chris, and y'all keep me laughing. I love when y'all go at it on y'all.
Well, you know, hey, we are the Odd
all
Couple,
right, man.
That's for sure,
yes,
Dimitri.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, brother. Peace, man.
You're welcome. Peace, guys.
Yep. All right, the Lakers claim that integrating Russell Westbrook will be an easy fix. But should you believe him? We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, the Lakers play the Phoenix Suns tonight. Both teams trying to get off the schneid.
Yep.
A lot expected from both of them. Phoenix made it to the NBA Finals last year. Got beat by Denver in its opening game. And then the Lakers, of course, you know, all the star power that's there, adding Russell Westbrook and others, Carmelo Anthony, both of whom were named to the top 75 teams. So congratulations to them. They got four guys. Four of the top 75 players of all time on that team.
Right, are playing right now on the Lakers. Just think about that.
Yeah. So we'll see what they do. But they play Phoenix tonight. Obviously, they lost to Golden State on opening night. So they're trying to come back and
what are you
win tonight.
Expecting?
But before we get into them, Rob, I heard you put some shekels. Was it an NBA game or baseball tonight?
Yeah. No, I did NBA. And a couple shekels down. And are you ready? Here we go. Charlotte, -2. Boston, -7. Bulls, -6.5. I like all three of those, Chris.
Who are they playing?
Charlotte is at Cleveland. Boston is hosting Toronto. And the Pelicans are at the Bulls. So I like all three of those games. And got...
Those
some
are
good shekels
picks.
On that. Could be a good payout, so I'm feeling good about that.
Should we start using the word addiction?
You're going to have an intervention? What?
Let me just ask you this. How many straight nights have you bet?
It's now been like a week, the first time in my life, like a week. Because, you know, right. I was in Vegas right. over the weekend.
So that's where it started. You caught the bug.
Yeah, and I won. You know, and I always share with the guys, Rob G and Chris, I do share, like, when I win. And sometimes when I lose, I'll show you the ticket,
mean,
right?
You mean, no, you let us know.
What?
I don't know if it's share or brag. I think share would be
brag?
Share. Like,
I'm like
10% goes to my partner, Chris? That's what I think when I hear
look
share.
Look at what I'm doing. All right, so... Yeah, so the shekels are – but you got to admit, Chris, I'm on a hot streak. Three straight nights in the NBA.
I'm happy for you because you were down last week.
Last
week. Feeling blue. So I'm happy that you gotten things going again. But
yes.
So you know how it works, Rob. It don't necessarily continue.
No. And
so
this weekend I'll be in Arizona. Chris, we're going to do the pigskin pickoff as well later on in the show. And – the Cardinals are giving 17.5 points to the Texans. So I'll be there at that game. I'll get to see Kyler Murray in person.
Who you betting on the Cardinals?
Yeah, I just can't bet on Houston. I know the last time that's I thought Houston would cover, if you remember, thing, Chris, they lost by 40. You remember they lost 40 to nothing?
Right.
That was the last time.
It sounds ridiculous, but you're right. And the Cardinals, you know, will blow teams out. Like,
right. Chris, so. It sounds like a lot, but it's three touchdowns. Are they better? Could they get a late cover because the Cardinals take their foot off the gas? Yeah, but every time I see it and I see bad teams, sometimes, you know, don't overthink it. Like, they're bad, right?
Right.
The Texans are bad.
Absolutely.
And they can lose by three touchdowns. So,
All right, what are you expecting? Let's get back to the Lakers.
Yeah. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting the Lakers to finish 1-1 this weekend. They play Memphis on Sunday. So I've said that already on television. I think they lose tonight to Phoenix and then beat Memphis on Sunday for their first win. Now, you know, could it reverse? I'd be surprised, Rob, and obviously it's not based on their talent level, but I would be surprised if the Lakers came out of this weekend 2-0 and won both games. I just think and Frank Vogel and he, look, what's he supposed to say, right? He's the coach. You know he's going to say that.
Right.
But
it's the first
him
game.
Talking about
you're not
going to,
like, bury anybody
fix.
After the first game.
Right, right. And even if he wanted, like, it's just not the smart thing to do. So, but it is not going to be an easy fix. I'm not saying it can't be a fix. But, Rob, this is going to take some time. Integrating three superstars is not easy. We saw it with the Miami Heat big three in Miami. They struggled for several weeks. We saw it with LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love in Cleveland the first year. They struggled for several weeks. And that could very well be what happens with the Lakers. I think tonight, Rob, you could end up seeing either LeBron and AD over-deferring to Westbrook, you know, trying to get him going.
Especially
it could be the opposite.
I was going to say because of the Westbrook night.
Westbrook may come out and try to do too much.
No, you're right. And that's where the problem comes in, where LeBron and AD, Chris, combined for what, 67 points in the
67.
Opener?
67.
Right. So now they might be like, all right, well, let's get Westbrook involved and let's try to do something and make it unnatural. You know, like, here, come on, let's get some points. Or Westbrook can just go crazy and be like, I'm not giving up the ball. Right? Like I'm going to do my thing.
Like, yo, you've been telling me to be myself.
Right.
All right, this is me, you know? It's just going to take a while because of the styles of their play. None of them are great shooters. LeBron obviously was on fire against Golden State, but
that ain't every night,
I don't expect
right.
that to continue. Yeah, yeah. So that's going to make it tougher for them to mesh. And I just think there are ways away from all three of them consistently playing well together. Like, Westbrook might come out, Rob, and put up great numbers, but I bet you LeBron or AD doesn't if Westbrook does. And if Westbrook or if you could have another night, like opening night, where LeBron and AD play well and Westbrook struggles. Like, I'm not saying that's going to be the case all season. I'm just saying it is going to be a little while before those three are consistently playing well together. It's just the nature of their games.
I agree.
And it takes a while.
And this is why people like you and me and some other NBA observers, Chris, said that we're not sure that this is a fit for the Lakers, right? Like this might not work. It might. I don't think it's a good fit. Right.
And it could work. Just because of the sheer talent level or the fact that LeBron and AD may have such great seasons, you know, and maybe what – like if LeBron and AD, Rob, play great, what they don't necessarily need Westbrook to play great. You know what I mean? Like if those two are lights out, you know, that's enough. But, you know, we'll see. I think it's just intriguing. And it's certainly one of the best storylines of the season. All right, we got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Lock it.